Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan, in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, former President Trump claims he is the victim.
And I frankly am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatening to toss Trump out Wednesday. Carroll's attorneys complained jurors could hear Trump trying to influence them with noticeable mentions of witch hunt and it was a con job during the proceedings. Judge Lewis Kaplan said comments like that from Trump would get him thrown out. Last year, a jury found Trump liable for sexually abusing Carroll. She got $5 million in damages in the verdict. Congressional leaders from both parties spending time meeting with President Biden at the White House Wednesday. It was an effort to find compromise on border legislation and more aid for Ukraine. Leaders may be working toward a bipartisan immigration deal that can unlock more support for Ukraine in its war with Russia. The Democratic and Republican leaders of the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell, told reporters there could be a vote on legislation as soon as next week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen calling on Congress to quickly pass legislation to keep the government funded. The Treasury Secretary said at the U.S. Conference of Mayors winter meeting Wednesday, not doing so by Friday's deadline would harm American families and small businesses across the country. End quote. It's likely another slippery drive for millions of commuters in America today. Roughly 105 million Americans are facing another wave of dangerous sub-freezing and near-zero wind chills.
So we really encourage those drivers that must go out to certainly exercise caution, to definitely reduce their speed, adjust their speeds accordingly.
AAA's Regina Cooper-Ali. At the same time, forecasters are anticipating this next winter blast to stretch well into the early part of the upcoming weekend. Meantime, an ice storm in the Pacific Northwest has left thousands without power in Oregon. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The FAA will take an even closer and broader look at Boeing's 737 MAX 9 plane, extending its investigation further into quality control. This in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug near disaster earlier this month. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci in an email to customers.
We will return these aircraft to service only when all findings meet the stringent standards of Boeing, the FAA, and Alaska Airlines.
The FAA's expanded probe will reportedly focus more on the contractor's Spirit Aerosystems, which built the stricken Alaska Airlines plane. Boeing said this week, in an effort to increase transparency, it's also allowing airlines into its factories. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is announcing his endorsement of former President Trump, saying it's time to unite the party behind the likely Republican nominee in the race for president.
We've got to beat Joe Biden. We've got to beat this disastrous cultural Marxist agenda in the White House. We've got to retake the United States Senate.
However, it's now a dead heat in the New Hampshire primary between Trump and Nikki Haley, at least in the polls. Ron DeSantis, meantime, is focusing much of his energy on campaigning in South Carolina. An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey,
you know, it's always something, right? to get this country back on track, but that should not defer us whatsoever. We have a mission to stay focused on and to accomplish here, and that's to get this country back on track, and it starts with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, like right now, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And here to this end is Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, author of Gun Control Myths, and he's talking about the updated information on mass public shootings from 1998 through October 2023. John, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's update our audience as to what's going on. The whole truth, nothing but, you know, in your latest update, you got the type of gun used in mass public shootings from 98 through October 25, 2023. Tell our audience what this revealed.
Well, I mean, the main reason why we put this together is, you know, you constantly would hear media reports where they'll say things like, after the Lewiston shooting, where 18 people were killed, they'll go and they'll say there have been 600 of these mass shootings over the course of the last year. Or President Biden will go and talk about Uvalde, and he'll talk about the fact that there have been 550 shootings over the last year before he made that statement. And the problem is that what people seem to think then is that they're all like Uvalde or all like the
right, exactly.
type of shooting. Mm-hmm. And in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. The vast, the 600 or so number comes from a gun control group called the Gun Violence Archive. And they define a mass shooting as three or more people injured and or killed. And the problem is even there, they include cases where only three people have been injured, which may not even mean everybody who's injured was shot.
Right.
And, the problem is about 80% of their cases are gang fights over drug turf. Almost all the rest of them are things like people being shot in robberies. Mm-hmm. And the problem is, those are bad. Nobody wants anybody being shot or injured in any type of situation. But those aren't the ones that the media concentrates on when they occur. You may hear that there were 28 people shot over a weekend in Chicago.
Right.
But there's a reason why the media doesn't concentrate on those individual stories that are there, because they're overwhelmingly drug gang violence. Mm-hmm. So with the normal definition of mass public shootings, which are four or more people murdered in a public place, not involving some other type of crime like a gang fight over drug turf or a robbery, You look over those years since 1998, and you're talking about something between 3 and 8 of those cases a year. Now, it'd be great if it was 0 rather than 3 to 8.
Right.
It's a long ways different from the 550 or 600 that you'll see being mentioned by, you know, politicians or by the media that's there.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you know, when you consider who is assembling this information, that really throws up a caution flag to begin with, because you don't have someone who is looking at this objectively. They're looking at this with already a preconceived and determined ideological filter, are they not?
Well, I mean, the Gun Violence Archive is a gun control group, even though the media never mentions that, even though they reference them. I mean, you do a Google News search on their name, and you'll find that, you know, on a weekly basis, there are many dozens of news stories across the country which will cite them. This is a group, it came out a year or so ago that they had been lobbying the Centers for Disease Control to remove, and you and I talked about this at the time,
right,
to go and remove references to defensive gun uses from their website, because the Gun Violence Archive made the argument that having the CDC put out information on defensive gun uses made it more difficult for them to go and pass the types of gun control laws that they wanted to go and pass. It's simply inappropriate for the CDC to determine whether or not to put information on their website based upon whether it makes it more or less difficult for them to go, the others to go and lobby for different types of gun control laws. And the fact that the Gun Violence Archive thought that that was an appropriate argument to go and make, and the fact that the Centers for Disease Control removed the information because of arguments like that, you know, I think tells most people everything they need to know about what's going on.
Well, you know, gun control is one thing, but you got to know, once the host is compromised, CDC in this case, is compromised, then all the other narratives, you got to figure, okay, if they're going to follow the model in this particular case, then when we come to other health issues like COVID, you know, how many other stats are they bending in order to, you know, fit a narrative?
Well, I mean, we know something similar happened with COVID with regard to the schools.
Uh-huh.
You also had the Centers for Disease Control letting the teachers unions essentially set their policy for school closings. It had nothing to do with the science. It had to do with them essentially taking their marching orders from the teachers' unions.
So why are we paying the CDC? Why are we paying, you know, writing all these checks to the CDC every month if they're not doing their job, and it's going to be the teachers' unions or are these other interest groups that are writing policy?
Oh, we could save some money, I guess.
Just as a byproduct, not to mention the fact that, you know, it's so disturbing. Again, you know, we talk about getting this country back on track, and one of the foundational issues is the truth. And in this information age in which we're dealing with, we're still processing how to handle this information and know the difference between a truth and a lie. I mean, because that's really what it comes down to. You can say, oh, Bill, come on, it's just a narrative. You know, it's propaganda, it's fake news. Well, regardless, if it's not the truth, anything short of the truth, an objective truth, is a lie, and then you wonder, okay, for what purpose? And it's all about us being manipulated, not being informed so that we can make intelligent decisions, you know, for ourselves and our family members, whether it has to do with our health or just our, you know, our safety.
Right. Well, that's the reason why we put together this information on the mass public shootings that they can find at our website at crimeresearch.org. So you take something like you start talking about the types of guns used. Obviously, anybody who listens to Biden constantly hearing about AR-15s, most people would think that those are probably the most prominent type of weapon used in mass public shootings. And that's simply false. If you look at attacks involving only rifles, it's about 16%. If
exactly.
you look at attacks involving only handguns, it's about 53%. You know, and in fact, the most deadly shootings aren't the ones that involve only rifles.
Yeah. Hang on, we've got to go to break. More from John after this.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After more than 75 years of gospel broadcasting, the Tide Ministry is thrilled to announce the addition of two new countries to our outreach, North Macedonia and Cameroon. Both countries are prime areas for church growth, and we're delighted to take our ministry to those in desperate need of the gospel. Reaching the people in Cameroon and North Macedonia through conventional mission work is difficult due to poor roads and transportation facilities, the risks of persecution, and other obstacles. However, the ease and accessibility of radio opens the door for the Tide Ministry to reach those who otherwise may be unreachable. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
I'm glad you joined us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. John Lott continues with us. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, the author of Gun Control Myths. And this is what John is faithful to present to us is,
You know, the truth versus the lie. The lies that are coming out of the mouths of politicians and particularly the President of the United States, shamefully. I mean, he's the President of the United States. You would think that, you know, you need to honor that position in such a way that you need to get out of politics. You know, John, I'll tell you, this is what I'm hearing round and round these days is people are so frustrated with politics anymore. They don't want anything to do with a political party. And I said, I don't blame you. As far as I'm concerned, we should throw these political parties into the ash bin of history and walk away from them because we need to unite under the banner of red, white, and blue in America. You know, what's good for America? What's good for Americans? Not the Democratic Party or the Republican Party. And, you know, let them go off and, you know, have their own, you know, circus events that they want to have. But I don't want to be involved with it because, you know, nothing good seems to be, you know, coming out of these political parties, in my humble opinion.
Well, I'm sure there are lots of people who agree with you on that. So, but
I mean, it's what we're dealing with. Yeah, it's what we're dealing with. I mean, and I get that, but we got to find a way to demarcate and segregate, you know, the political influence because what it does, it divides us. It has us at each other's throats. It's not bringing us. It's not unifying us. And unfortunately, the system, it's like it's rigged, John. It's rigged to do this.
I'd say the media is responsible for a lot of that division.
Right.
That they go and aren't really interested in the truth. They have an agenda on this stuff. I mean, I was just seeing the other day that there was a survey by some professors at Syracuse University that found that only 3.5% of reporters in the country are Republicans.
Right.
You compare that to a similar survey that was done in the early 70s, where about 30% of reporters were Republicans. You know, it's not too surprising kind of how the media has changed in terms of trying to provide both sides of issues.
Yeah, no, forget it. Objectivity is gone. And the thing, the other thing, too, that they've determined, John, is these reporters and these, you know, journalists that are in the newsrooms today graduate from a specific number of universities. So everything is all, you know, compressed and controlled by a small number of universities that are spitting out these journalists that are ideologues. I mean, and there's no room. I mean, we know the problem, and we saw it clearly recently with what happened with, you know, Harvard, and, you know, they go to the, you know, they go to a House hearing, and they can't even answer a commonsensical question, and you've got two of the three presidents that, you know, are, you know, rightfully so, but it was even more than just them having it wrong, you know, philosophically. And of course, you know, we know with, you know, President Gay, who is no longer, I mean, there were some other issues that finally was just, you know, it was just unbearable and they had to let her go. But see, this is the problem that we have right now in the culture. It's all about checking boxes. You look at the administration that we're dealing with right now. I mean, this is the most box checking administration, you know, that we've ever had. You know, you're black, you're a woman, you wear a dress, but you're supposed to wear pants, you know, whatever, make, okay, got to check that box, check that box. And you look at, and I mean, John, I've never, I mean, you've been around government and you've seen cabinets before. I mean, have you ever seen anything so ludicrous as the current regime? I mean, just the lineup of people. Of what they can, you know, here they are in positions of power to lead our country, and you're going, oh, my God, this is the blind leading the blind.
Right. Well, you know, you mentioned race. One of the things that we break down in these cases, these mass public shootings, is the race of the murderers, the race of the victims, also, you know, the percent that are racist. And, you know, Biden, one of his big things has been the dangers from white supremacists. But the vast majority of these mass public shooters are people who have no ideology. They just want to commit suicide. And they want to commit suicide in a way they'll get them media attention. So they go to places like gun-free zones where their victims aren't able to go and defend themselves. But
that's kind of amazing. You want to commit suicide. Hang on real quick. Just let me interject. It's amazing. You want to commit suicide, and so you do this to get your whatever 15 minutes of fame, and any fame you get, you're dead, so you don't even realize it. Okay, so, you know, here you've created all this damage and destruction for naught.
Right, well, I mean, yep, people have always wanted to commit suicide, but I guess at some point along the line, people who felt that they'd been unappreciated thought that at least they could, you know, you'll see statements, at least I get my name in the history books. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah, but, it really is.
You know, the point I was making is that Biden constantly wants to make this an issue of white supremacists. About 7% of these mass public shooters are either anti-immigrants, racist, white supremacist types. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even those, the media and Biden wants to make it come across as some type of right winger. Even many of those are environmentalists, are socialist types.
Right.
You take something like the Buffalo mass murder or the El Paso mass murder or the Cincinnati guy. These are guys who hated minorities because they felt that minorities were having too many kids and that they were worried that having more children was going to damage the environment.
Exactly.
The El Paso and Buffalo mass murders, these are individuals who called themselves left-wingers themselves. But somehow the media, if somebody's a racist, then they're immediately classified by the New York Times and the Washington Post and everybody else as a conservative or right-winger, no matter what they call themselves.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know how many conservatives that you know that go and are upset that people are having children or call themselves some type of socialist or and say that they're an authoritarian-leaning left-winger. But it goes, you know, the media just has a certain narrative that they want to go and push that's consistent with what Biden and others want to do.
But it's the opposite. It's the opposite of the truth, Joe. John, that's the problem. I mean, and this is what people are starting to figure out is that it's the people on the left that get mean and angry and destroy things. I mean, look at the Summer of Love. You got anywhere $2-4 billion worth of damage. I didn't see a lot of conservatives involved in that destruction. You know, I didn't see a lot of conservatives involved in Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
You have the storming of the White House grounds. With the Lafayette Square riot,
exactly.
You know, you have 120 officers injured in that. You have the church burned down, but yet the media and everybody else doesn't seem to view that as an insurrection that occurred. You have the riots for the January 2017 inauguration, where you had. 50-some Trump supporters had to be taken to the hospital. That's not viewed as anything that the media remembers or recalls at all. On our website at crimeresearch.org, we have these mass shootings broken down by the race of the murderer,
exactly.
The race of the victims. A lot is made of the fact that most murderers are white, and that's true, but they're slightly less than their share of the population. You have other groups like blacks, which are overrepresented, you look at things like the victims.
John, we're out of time. I appreciate it. Dr. John Lott has been our guest.
Air conditioner busted, appliance broken, computer crashed. Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
USA News Update. A judge in Manhattan will not drop charges against Daniel Penny in last year's New York City subway chokehold killing. Penny is the 25-year-old U.S. Marine veteran caught on camera restraining Jordan Neely, a homeless man.
It's a win for Jordan's family. It's a win for everybody who stood up for houselessness, for mental health.
Attorney Dante Mills represents the Neely family. Penny's lawyers argue he was defending himself from Neely, who he claims to have been acting dangerously erratic with other passengers. It was a record low night for TV ratings at the Emmy Awards this week. Monday's 75th annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, registered 4.3 million total viewers. Nielsen TV ratings data shows the Emmy's 0.85 viewership rating among wage-earning adults was a new low for the awards show. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're on standby for Megan Barth. She will be joining us in un momentito. Megan is the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. She also is very busy as she is the editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. A case that we have been following, and you just heard mentioned in the headline news here, is the judge denying the Marine veteran Daniel Penny's request to dismiss his case where he protected subway passengers, plural, from a deranged homeless man. This has been widely reported. And I think that people are just thinking, well, you know, justice has got to prevail, and this has got to make sense at some point, because even from the get-go, and of course, New York is suspect. A lot of crazy stuff. You know, what's up is down. What's down is up. It's just, kind of insane what's happening there, that there's no reasonable judge who can and deal with this. Of course, we see what's happening with Donald Trump and, of course, in this case as well, where you've got really a young man who is a hero. You've got somebody who had been deranged. He'd been bled on the streets, got a list of all kinds of offenses, felonies, and whatever, and as they say, longer than your arm. And, and they've allowed this guy repeatedly to go in and out of jail because of, the laws in New York. So they're really kind of setting up citizens to run into more situations like this. And, Megan Barth joins us right now, and I want to get her read on this as well. Megan, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We were talking about, you know, Daniel Penny, the Marine vet who, you know, went to court and, you know, asked, you know, to dismiss the case. I mean, this really seems to be an obvious slam dunk case where, you know, as you recall, Penny was on that, on that subway train where you had, you know, the continual consummate perpetrator and lawbreaker losing his mind and threatening people. And Penny, you know, chose to, you know, well, he had no choice. I mean, he was trying to save people himself because this guy was out of control, threatening to kill people. And he restrained him and held him down. And in the process, the guy died, as you recall. And everybody that witnessed this, you know, without exception, has cited that this Marine vet was a hero in what he did and that he saved lives. And there's no reason there, reason, you know, in terms of how it's being, you know, utilized there in the court to be able to say, okay, you know, dismiss the case. I mean, there's no reason to have this young man, you know, be tortured for, you know, doing the right thing, because somehow, to me, this has some application of the Good Samaritan law, does it not?
Well, you would think so, but especially in New York, but even when we look across the United States, there's definitely numerous examples of a miscarriage of justice. What we have is career criminals being set loose on the streets, specifically in New York, without bail. I believe as long as the career criminal does not commit the act of murder, he can commit armed robbery, he can commit assault, he can, you know, the list
rape,
goes on and
whatever.
On.
Yeah, exactly, right.
Mm-hmm. And he keeps being let back out at the peril of the community.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't know what excuse this judge has to continue to persecute this Marine, mm-hmm. but that's what the judge has chosen. It's really unfortunate, but when you have DAs and when you have judges that have a near vendetta, it seems like, against law-abiding citizens and seemingly ignore these chronic career criminals, there is going to be a continued chaos.
Exactly.
I don't know if judges are elected in New York. I don't know if this judge was appointed. I don't know who this judge is.
Mm-hmm.
But there needs to be more public pressure against this quote-unquote criminal justice system that's everything but justice.
Exactly. Well, you know, I can tell you the people that were there in that subway train, when you are restricted in that and you've got somebody, you know, that has done this before. I mean, this has been the model of this young man, Jordan Neely. And, to me, the justice system, is responsible for this more so than, you know, the former Marine would be, because had they done their job, he would not been let out. And I mean, this wasn't like he'd only had like one or two offenses. I think he's had more than a dozen offenses that were worthy of, you know, an extended time and period to be in jail. But obviously, you know, this young man, Jordan Neely, had some serious issues. And here it is. I mean, he finally went too far. And you know, the former Marine is there to restrain him in the interest of saving people, because he was such a threat. And everybody there in the you know, subway train said that he was threatening their lives, and they were concerned. And here it is, and they see this as being unjust. But, you know, such is the case, though, in New York. I mean, a lot of light is on the New York justice system, you know, whether it has to do with Alvin Bragg. And, you know, of course, we see what's happening with Donald Trump as well. It is really an upside-down world in New York.
Yeah, it's definitely upside down, and this is, you know, this is the anarchy that comes in the absence of the rule of law, and they aren't there. There does not seem to be any boundaries set specifically to clean up the streets of New York, create a more safer New York, because of this no bail turnstile type quote unquote mm-hmm. justice system that continues to churn out criminals back on the streets instead of put them where they belong, which is behind bars.
Well, and to your point here, Megan, this is why, you know, these blue states, whether it be California and, you know, New York, certainly, excuse me, Illinois, people are moving out of there en masse. You know, they're moving out of blue states, going to red states, because they want peace and quiet. They want lower taxes. They want a local government that is safety conscious, where their children can go out and play with other kids and go to a public park. But, you know, those freedoms are being more and more restricted in these blue states, and they're losing. And the thing is we're going to end up doing this because these blue states and their failed policies and what the lefties have done in just ruining these communities is they're going to be so bankrupt that they're going to come to the rest of us. And we're going to have to co-op and underwrite their idiocy. You know, their problem is going to end up being our problem.
Well, yeah, I mean, their problem has already become our problem, specifically in purple states like Nevada. Mm-hmm. In Nevada here, the very first thing that Democrats did when they took control of all three branches of government was write criminal justice reform laws. Okay, well, what does that mean exactly? What is criminal justice reform in the eyes of a Democrat? Well, in the eyes of a Democrat, it's to empty the prisons. It's to reduce the prison population. So they create all these series of laws that prevent chronic criminals from being sentenced to prison because the Democrats don't want prisons. They obviously enjoy this anarchy on the street. Nevada actually has one of the worst laws when it comes to theft. The Democrats changed the threshold of felony theft. So any criminal or criminal gang, they can come over from California. We're just an hour and a half across the border in some cases. Mm-hmm. They can come over here, and they have, and steal up to $1,200. $1,200.
So that's good. That's 200 more than California. So what are they having to race?
We're worse than California.
Unbelievable. Quick break. More for Megan after this.
Save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day, plus no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of NevadaGlobe.com. And Megan kind of put a bow over this first segment that we did. Crime continues to run out of hand. There is this, this sense that everyday Americans are getting that there are people in our government that are in leadership that don't like us. They don't like America. I mean, in fact, beyond America, they hate it. And they want to, picking up, the mantle and the mantra of Barack Obama. They want to, forget about this transform. I mean, they want to totally deconstruct America as we know it, don't they?
Well, yes, and they're well on their way. I mean, they've already implemented numerous policies under the Biden administration that would allow for an increased threat to our own personal safety. That's evident from testimony on the Hill by the FBI and the DHS, Border Patrol, et cetera. I really can't say that, the open border or the crime on the streets is a consequence of incompetence. It's not. These are very competent, powerful people. Mm-hmm. And so you can only say that this chaos is by design.
Yeah, they're competent to the wrong conclusion. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, they're not looking out for our best interest. When you have already being reported, by Border Patrol, Megan, that you've got at least 20 encampments of Hezbollah inside the United States, outside, camping in Mexico as well. We've had known terrorists that have come in. Those are the ones we know about. When you consider the gotaways, I mean, how many there? I mean, we're talking, a couple of hundred known terrorists on the terrorist list that we know of that are in? And it took 19 terrorists to create all the damage they did on 9/11, and as a result, you would have thought that we've learned our lesson, but not Joe Biden. Joe Biden wants to recreate some kind of craziness or something. I mean, this is just unbelievable. Here, as the president of the United States, whose number one job is supposed to be national security, and what we have is national insecurity.
No, I think that the threats to the U.S. have never been greater. I interviewed Kash Patel, who worked for the Trump administration and the DOD, led counterterrorism intelligence efforts. Great guy, smart guy, young guy.
Yeah.
And we talked for about 20 minutes. You can find the interview on the NevadaGlobe.com. And he issued some dire warnings. And his warnings are based in fact. And the fact comes from public testimony of Christopher Wray and Mayorkas and others, who have basically said that they've lost track of known terrorists that are now they have disappeared into the interior of the U.S. So it's basically the lie in wait.
Yes.
This is exactly what happened pre-9/11, where terrorists infiltrated our country. They assimilated, basically committing to Kia, lied about who they were.
Right, exactly.
Ingratiated themselves in communities and then conducted the largest terrorist attack on U.S. soil, which was 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
This is very reminiscent of all of the things that led up to 9/11. And so I basically said, you know, what should Americans expect? I mean, should we really expect a terrorist attack? And unfortunately, we must prepare accordingly. But how do you prepare against an enemy that you don't know where they're at? You don't know what kind of capabilities they have. You know, who thought back, you know, gosh, what is it, 30 years ago now, I guess? Or 20 years ago, 2001? Who thought that 20 years ago? Who thought that, you know, they would use planes as weapons?
Right.
Right? Now, you know, the weapons that could fall in the hands, the very hands of terrorists, are much more advanced.
Exactly.
They don't necessarily need planes to kill, you know, people. They can take to the streets, kill people through a water supply. They can do
exactly
plenty of things. Mm-hmm. And this all falls on Joe Biden. You know, there was another thing that kind of came across my radar that I'm going to look into a little bit is a lot of people have been saying that, oh, you know, they want open borders so these people can vote. Well, there's probably some truth to that. But the greater truth actually lies in the census,
mm-hmm.
which when you think about it is only, what, four? It's every 10 years, so it's only 6 years away. We've already had 4 years go by since our last census. Well, the census plays a key role in how many representatives.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
How many representatives we have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you are shipping, when we have over 10 million people that have breached our border illegally, and millions more that are actually being transferred within the interior of our state, trafficked by the federal government into blue states, what does that tell you? That the blue states will eventually gain congressional seats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so that's, I think, more of the long-term strategy than the short-term strategy of simply just voting. Illegal aliens in many states can't vote. Yes, in certain municipalities, unfortunately, they can, like it's D.C. or elsewhere, I think there's a borough in New York where they can vote. But more, it's about power. It's about increasing their power through representation through the census.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, Megan,
never win a House seat again.
Right. Well, the other thing, too, and this is what we had reported on a couple of weeks ago when, you know, the mayor of New York was all upset about what was going on. He challenged Biden, and I'm sure Biden told him, and this is what we reported, is that, look it, you know, sit this out, you know, just relax, because what's going to happen is with this influx of migrants, you're going to end up getting more money. And just as you said, to your exact point, is that, you know, the Democratic Party will get more seats, more representation because of these illegal immigrants. And so it'll all work out in the wash. Right now, there's a price to pay, and it's a short term inconvenience for a couple of years until we get, you know, to the census. And you're going to get more, you know, federal money. We'll have more power. And we'll take, you know, we're going to take control. And that was our conclusion as well from what was reported, you know, a couple of weeks back. So, you know, what you're saying is consistent with what we found to be the case as well.
Well, right.
Although what's going to happen as far as voting is concerned, because like in California, for example, Gavin Newsom made it so that all illegal immigrants would get a driver's license. Well, when they send out ballots, they send ballots out to anybody who has a driver's license. So you got all these illegals that are getting, you know, ballots in the mail, and they say, you know, they'll tell somebody who knocks on the door, a Democratic operative, who says, hey, I'm here to, you know, I noticed that you got a ballot, and I'm here to collect your ballot. And they say, well, I'm not supposed to vote. I'm not a legal citizen. Well, they sent you a ballot. Don't worry. Just, you know, you can either fill it out, we'll show you how to fill it out, or just give me the ballot and we'll fill it out for you. See, this is the kind of shenanigans that's going on in California, and you got to know if that model is being perpetrated in California, like any other, you know, political pandemic, it spreads across the country.
Right. There's a great story in the Daily Mail. It's not great, but it's very informative. Denver's main hospital has provided care worth $136 million that they have not received compensation for, which is causing the hospital to possibly go into bankruptcy or close.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who have they delivered the $136 million of care free care for because they're not getting paid? Illegal aliens.
Of course.
A total of 8,000 illegal aliens who came to the city from Central America have made 20,000 visits to this hospital. 8,000 illegal aliens have made 20,000 visits to this one hospital. Well, guess what kind of trips they're making? Dental emergencies, mental health counseling, and childbirth.
Exactly. Well, you see, and that's the other thing, too, speaking of childbirth. I mean, you send somebody in the interior and say, okay, we'll see you in 8 years. How many children are you going to produce in those 8 years while you're waiting, you know, for adjudication on your immigration status? And so you show up to court and you got three kids, you know, with you that are, you know, legal citizens according to the current law. And so now you're going to be, you know, you're going to make a decision to send, you know, mom and dad, you know, back to Honduras and the kids stay here. I mean, this is nuts.
Yeah, and it's not going to get any better. Mayorkas keeps telling us. You know, I realize the Republicans don't have this much power in order to stop this insanity. You know, obviously Abbott's doing what he can. He's finally sent the National Guard to Eagle Pass. Mm-hmm. There are certain things, but again, this invasion is by design. It doesn't need to happen. It's happening because the Democrats want power, period.
Well, the signs would seem to indicate that there is a sea change coming. And I think that a lot of conservatives were encouraged by what came out of Iowa. And I would say, look, we need to mount up a campaign in such a way that, you know, gives Donald Trump the support he needs to be able to effect the kind of change that is necessary for us to get our country back on track, Megan Barth. That's my humble opinion, anyway. She's the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, editor-in-chief of the NevadaGlobe.com. Megan Barth has been with us. Thank you, Megan. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The final phase of